one other thing we're going to talk about this morning, which is very, very important. And again, it's something that maybe has affected you and your family. We spoke yesterday to Stephen on the programme from his holiday hideaway, but he was telling us about the programme that was on television last night when he'd spoken to local actor Charlie Lawson, the Journey of a Lifetime on BBC One last night. I'm sure many of you were, or sorry, Story of a Lifetime on BBC One last night. I'm sure many of you were watching it. In the programme, Charlie Lawson was admitting that he had bullied others during his time in boarding school. Now, if any of you didn't see the programme last night, here's just a little bit of what he said.
It's a huge issue and an issue that you debate, I would say, on a regular basis, and that's bullying. I'm very, very, very aware that I had my turn being bullied at a boarding school. If you ignore someone and don't speak to them, you ain't going home. You're living in that dormitory and you're living in that place and you've got no one. To my deepest shame, I bullied a young fella.
In what way? What did you do?
And we made his life thoroughly unpleasant for him, so much so that he left. I've always thought about that, and if there was one of the things I regret about my life is that I've never had the opportunity to apologise to that young man.
And what would you say to him?
Well, if he's out there and he knows who he is, I hope to God I have the opportunity. But I would say, Roddy, I'm very, very sorry for doing what I did to you in those days. If I ever had the opportunity, I would shake his hand and ask him to forgive me.
That was Charlie Lawson speaking to Stephen on that Story of a Lifetime programme. Still available, I think, on the iPlayer. If this is something that has affected you, you might be aware that this is Anti-Bullying Week. I'd like to know what your experiences are of bullying. 08459 555 678. On the line this morning, commentator and journalist Tina Calder. Tina, when you listened to Charlie last night and what he was saying and you see what's happening this week, I mean, does it bring back memories for you of the bullying that you experienced?
It absolutely does. I think it was incredibly poignant that Charlie not only admitted to the fact that he was the victim of bullying at some point in his life, but also that the tables turned as well and that he was on, I suppose you could call it, the aggressor's side. When I was younger, I went through the sort of, I would call it, mild teasing of, you know, buck teeth, rabbit face, all of the things that you get when you've got braces or when you have quite large teeth like I had. And it can be very detrimental. It can grain away in a way that you don't realise until many years later. Then as I got older, I went to grammar school, and most people will know I'm from the Shore Road in Belfast, and I was called a Millie. I was teased for having a common accent. And then as I got older and grew into myself, I was in the alternative rock scene, so I was a hippie, I was a weirdo, all of these things. And throughout that time, I didn't realise the effect that was having on me. But what I did do, and I will admit to, and I do feel that it's important that people do put their hand up, I remember calling other people names. I remember one girl in particular in school didn't have the best hygiene, and I remember joining in. And like Charlie says, and I don't think that I would be considered the worst of bullies out there. I mean, certainly it was a bit of name calling, but that's what I had as well, and I know how I felt about it.
So, and why do you think that happened? Was that like a sort of defence mechanism,
No, and I am not going to for any stage try and apologise by giving an excuse. The fact was, I was a teenager. I was an idiot. And I didn't think about what my actions were doing to another human being. I did not think. Simple as. Now, if anyone believes in karma, well, karma has got me back heaps. In about 4 years ago, I was the victim of really, really horrific cyberbullying. To cut a long story short, I'd made a comment on a forum. It was looking for people to get involved with an event. People there didn't agree with how the event was being run. And what started off as what seemingly was a little bit of banter between a few keyboard warriors it very quickly escalated and spiralled way out of control. My name was being brought up in so many ways, shapes and forms. My appearance was being flagged off, my career, everything that I was doing. There was a Facebook page set up called We Hate Tina Calder. There was another Facebook page called The Death of Tina Calder's Career. My little sister, who was an aspiring writer at the time, she was a young teenager, had actually set up a Wikipedia for her big sister, and she was quite proud of this. They went in and changed things within it to be quite disparaging. Very quickly, my family, my friends, everybody was reading this. Everybody was getting upset. And secretly, at home, I was crying my eyes out. Publicly, I was holding a brave face and I was trying to defend myself and I was brushing it off and saying, I don't care about these people. But privately, they hurt me. They hurt me very bad. And you know what the worst thing about it is? Many of those people who hid behind fake profiles, made-up handles, aliases and nicknames were people who are well known within the Northern Ireland media and music scene. And I think it's disgraceful that so many adults and so many well-known people jumped on the bandwagon to slag off someone for something really quite ridiculous. And 4 years later, it still crops up now and again.
In a general point, Tina, the bullying that you received, you know, face-to-face, you're talking about when you were at school and when you were younger, that type of bullying compared to what you've described as the cyber bullying, when you don't actually know maybe for long periods of time, a lot of the time, who it's actually coming from. Does it feel more sinister, or do you not really see a difference in terms of how it affected you?
I don't see a difference. I've been very lucky. I was brought up a very strong person with a very strong will. And as most people know, I'm very opinionated and well able to stick up for myself. I have to say that I find it easier to stand up to people I was standing in front of and brush off their comments, because it was one person and I seen the look on their face and I could read the body language, because we all have an instinct. So we know if somebody is being, the difference between evil and teasing. The bullying that I would have received as a young person, I wouldn't consider as the worst thing that's ever happened in terms of bullying. It was very light bullying, in my opinion. However,
it feels it at the time. It doesn't feel like that at the time, though. That's the thing, isn't it?
At the time when you're standing there as, you know, a 10-year-old being called bucktooth and rabbit face, it's not nice. And maybe that shaped me into the character I am today, to stand up for myself and be able to admit these things. But at the same time, when you are having to try and find out who people are for fear they're sitting beside you in a bar. I mean, I eventually find out who a lot of these people are, and I have to say, some people came and apologised to me, and I have hold them in such great respect for that, because they didn't have to. And there were many, many people who stood up for me, and those people, I will never forget what they did for me. But see the people who hid and thought they had hid, I know who they are. It's taken me a long time, and there were times I was stood beside them in a bar, and I now realise, and I was standing there while they were probably on their phone flagging me off.
Tina, stay with us if you can, because we have mentioned, you know, that this is Anti-Bullying Week, and a lot of what's going on. And I've been speaking earlier this morning to Lee Kane about what this week's all about and the messages that they're trying to get across. Lee Kane, who's from the Northern Ireland Anti-Bullying Forum.
Bullying is something that needs to remain on our agenda right across the other 51 weeks here. But Anti-Bullying Week allows us an opportunity to really focus on this issue. So it gives us the opportunity to start those discussions with young people, start those discussions with the adults that support those young people, to start thinking about what we can do both individually and together to help bring bullying to an end.
What's been happening this week? What are the events? What have you been doing to try and help do that?
So way back in June time, we started inviting schools, youth groups, community groups, any organisation working with children and young people to register to take part in Anti-Bullying Week. We've had over 800 of those organisations sign up for the week. All of them have been provided with resources, so themed posters, workshop activities, project plans, assembly presentations, a whole range of opportunities to help communicate these key messages. This morning I'm in Assumption Grammar School in Ballinahinch, where a young lady, Sarah King, has written a play around the theme of Anti-Bullying Week, which is Together We Will Make a Difference. So I'm out there this morning for the performance of the play that she's putting on for a number of local post-primary schools, and we're running a workshop afterwards. Yesterday we had a brunch with some people from the Black and Minority Ethnic sector looking at how we can tackle racist bullying. There was a youth group yesterday morning was leading a debate in North Belfast. And of course, on Tuesday, we had our launch of Anti-Bullying Week, which also doubles up as our prize-giving event. We ran a competition for young people right across Northern Ireland, and we had 4,014 entries to that competition. That was an art and creative writing competition, and that's the biggest number of entries we've ever had for that.
And you know, the term in itself, bullying, as you've indicated, you know, it covers such a wide range, so many different ways in which people can be bullied. I mean, but is there still this stigma, do you feel, Lee, and is this part of this week, that some people, for whatever reason, are, I don't know, holding back about even coming and saying that they are being bullied, about acknowledging that fact?
Well, I think sometimes the word bullying, the B word as I call it, sometimes it's being overused, and sometimes we use it in places where it's not appropriate to use it. Mm. The word bullying is a very highly emotive word. If you get a phone call from the school to tell you that your child is being bullied, or that even if your child has been bullying others, that's a very distressing time for you. That's a very distressing phone call to get, and that word is a very highly emotionally charged word. So we really need to focus in on what we're actually talking about when we use the word bullying. Now, we describe bullying as the repeated use of power by one or more persons intentionally to harm, hurt, or adversely affect the rights and needs of another or others. So it's a very specific form of behaviour. But of course, that behaviour can take many different guises. So it could be the verbal, it could be physical, indirect, it could be excluding someone, it could be a whole range of different issues. And of course, more recently, we have cyberbullying, where bullying is happening online or it's happening through smartphones. I think...
Well, that's the massive one as well at the minute, isn't it? And you're so vulnerable to it, because on many occasions you don't actually know who the bully is.
Well, interestingly, we find that actually, from the research, it's not the most common form of bullying. The most common form of bullying remains being called nasty names or being teased. But I think because it's quite a new form, I say new, it's been around for a while, but it's a newer form of displaying these bullying behaviours, that it's the one that we're quite keen to talk about, and the one that we're quite keen to focus on. But we need to think about that behaviour right across everywhere that young people go. Be that in school, be that youth groups, sports clubs, be that the park, be that in town, or be that to somewhere that they go in the online world.
And Lee, before you go this morning, I mean, if there's one message that you did want to get across this morning, one piece of advice maybe, what is it? What's the one thing you would leave with listeners this morning? Maybe someone listening to this who feels that perhaps they are being bullied but hasn't plucked up the courage to actually tell anybody.
Well, our theme for this week's campaign, as I've said, is Together We Will Make a Difference. And Anti-Bullying Week this year is calling on everyone, young, not so young, the definitely not young, everyone across our society, be they in schools, youth groups, or just a general member of the public, to take some time out during this week. Just take a few moments and think about what you can do to help stop bullying. That might be clicking the report button if you see someone saying something abusive on a social network. It might be a kind word to someone who you're worried about. It might be sharing those concerns with a professional who can get that help. What is your anti-bullying pledge going to be?
Lee, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
That was Lee Kane from the Northern Ireland Anti-Bullying Forum, who I was speaking to earlier during this Anti-Bullying Week. We've been speaking to Tina Calder, the commentator and journalist, who's been telling her about bullying during various stages of her life, primary school, secondary school, and also then later during her journalistic career. Tina, when you listen to that, you know, you encouraged about events like what's happening this week, because, I mean, you're a mother, you're going to be looking, you know, maybe years down the line and hoping that there's support there and all this attitude maybe changes before it comes to the time when you're sending your little one to school.
Absolutely. I mean, this is an issue that for me it hits every generation in life, every single generation. I mean, for example, my nephew, who has got autism, can't leave his house to go to the shop, but he gets bullied. I know a young actress who's a teenager who gets harassed at school for loving the industry. There are people on my Facebook talking about how they'd been bullied out of work as adults. You know, it's just constant from all walks of life. And I have to say, I don't believe bullying will ever go away. I'm not going to be idealistic like that. It's not going to happen. But what I can say is we will get better at identifying it. People will get better at reporting it. And I hope that this week will show all of those people out there who are silently crying in their own time, in their own lives, when no one else can see, that they can come out and say so, that okay. They can come out and tell somebody somewhere what is happening to them.
Tina, lovely talking to you this morning. Thanks for coming on the programme.